We're heading to a chicken farm just outside Tokoroa now to meet a politician turned chicken meat and egg farmer. Arthur Anai is in his late 70s. He sleeps 4 hours a night and wakes in plenty of time to get his free-range eggs to market in person. He says he never thought, as a young boy from Samoa, he would end up with two big farms, and he wants other kids to know where their food comes from too.
I'm Arthur Anai. I own this farm here in Tokoroa. It's a broiler farm. We grow for Inghams. And we produce about 600,000 chickens every 6 weeks here.
You're very hands-on at the moment with your, particularly your egg business. What
yes.
are you doing?
Well, I go home in the evening with a truck full of eggs and the order's ready for the morning. And I'll start at 6 in the morning and I'll go out and deliver all those eggs and do what I've got to do. And then I come back to the farm. I was coming back to the farm and helping them with the processing and the collection and all this. Right now with the team that's there now, I don't have to go and do that. They're doing all that. I come back and just make sure the orders have been placed already, truck's ready to roll again, and off we go again. And I do that because it's important that you stay close to the market. You know, one of the most important thing in business, as far as I'm concerned, is make sure you're on the farm, you're seen, and participating with your team. Because the question you ask yourself, why the hell should they care if you don't? But if you're there, they know you care. And that's very important.
And what do you learn from your customers as you get out and about delivering the eggs?
Oh, they all love my eggs. I can't produce enough. They come to the farm and want some more. They're ringing nonstop. Oh, can we get the eggs? I said, look, mate, they're only producing this amount. I won't say no. I'll promise some, but not all. But at least I try and satisfy them by giving some to them, you know. For example, I service about 40 countdown stores in Auckland, and I'm finding it very hard to do right now. But I still try and do what I can with them, because when we get the new operation going, and the eggs start rolling out, hopefully we'll be able to satisfy the demand. So the name of the game is don't lose your market, keep it, stroke them, really be ready for them when you are.
And the consumer, what are you thinking that they want these days?
Sometimes I think there's two levels of consumer. I'd say 80% of consumer couldn't give a damn what it is. It's an egg and I want it, and I want it at the best price. Let's face it, that's reality. And then you've got the other lot said, well, I don't give it the price, I want the best. Best means pure free range.
So. Do you think the consumer is concerned about the welfare of the chicken more and more?
Oh, they are. They're learning more and more about that, and there's some issues about that. But when you talk to people who've actually worked in a farm that's a cage, they said the chickens don't show any stress. They're okay. And I guess one could always argue, why aren't the chickens free as they used to be? Well, it would be impossible, I'd say, to have a pure free range where they don't even have a place to come back and lay the eggs. You've got to go look for them in grass. Well, that isn't going to be a fresh chicken egg when you find it, right? So what they actually do is they go out and they roam and outside in the grass area, but they always come in because, one, they know the feed's here, there's water here, and they find a box to lay the eggs in. That's what they do.
You also are very interested in connecting youth with the farming community and where their food comes from.
Well, basically it goes back to when I arrived from Samoa when I was 5 years old, went to primary school, and the only things I liked to read was the Journals of Ag.
Yeah. You loved reading those books.
I did, and I had the vision of going on a farm or something. I never had the opportunity.
Had you come from a farming background?
No, nothing at all. But it wasn't until I was 17 when I finally got onto a dairy farm for a weekend, and I just loved it, you know. But then about that same time, I said, stop dreaming. These are expensive stuff. You're working class, kid. Yeah, you got no money. What are you talking about, type of thing? You know, life's funny because over time, what you dream about eventually happens, and here we are, it happened. But before this, I'd got involved in a cattle station that I purchased down the Waitotara. Saw the future there, but again, staffing problems, you're a long way away.
So getting back to you as a youngster, being really taken by these Journal of Ag books, mm. you want to give the same kind of delight in agriculture yeah. to children today.
Yes. Well, my latest thing I'm trying to do is see if there's farmers in our areas who are open to allowing a busload of 30 or 40 kids to come to the farm, and they can talk about how the farm works and what they actually do. And then the kids can have some lunch. Before they leave for the day, plant a tree on the farm or something like that as a contribution. And I don't think we can actually imagine what this may do to the minds of some kids.
What are you seeing and what are you hearing about the connection between children and farming?
think we do have a problem in the air because, one, I think the farming kids think that the city slickers look down at them and they don't have any idea what it's all about. And I think we need to bring them together, you know, to enjoy and share. But more importantly, the kids of the cities need to know where their food comes from. It doesn't come out of Countdown or New World, as some of them believe. It doesn't come out of a carton of milk. They do come out of a cow and gets processed and get here. But, you know, you can't blame them. They're not exposed to this. How will they ever know? They need to know the whole thing to understand and respect farming. Farming is the backbone of this country and will always will be. And instead of attacking them, they should find a way of nourishing how they can do better.
Is this also about getting more kids into farming?
Absolutely. I'd love to see more kids come into farming. And as I say, if we don't tell the kids what farming's all about, they'll never know whether they want to be here or not. You know, I used to crave just to go on a farm and help making hay. Never got the chance.
Do you think kids would like coming here? I mean, it's quite scary. There's lots of sheds with vents and I can't hear any birds.
Well, right now we have young chicks in here and I've had some of my own families and nephews and nieces and all the kids, you know, and they love it. They get an experience to understand what it is. They can see the baby chick and they can see it growing. I think that's important. Every facet of farming is extremely important to make sure their whole population understands, supports and respects what's going on.
Do you miss your political life?
Yeah, I was a politician for 6 years and for the National Party, and then I came in and I was sat on Manukau City Council for 6 years. And then when Auckland was established, I sat on there for 6 years. And during that period, I did 12 years on the health board. So, yeah, I miss it at times. I get frustrated sitting outside not being part of it at times when you see things differently. But at the end of the day, politics are great to do what you can for people and everybody else. But then nobody's going to look after you except you, so you've got to think about that as well. And therefore you have to plan accordingly.
So you don't mind getting up at the crack of dawn to go
no
and
problem at all.
Deliver those eggs?
I sleep 4 hours maximum. And so normally by 2 o'clock I'm up and I'm starting to do things on the computer. People say, you must be nuts sending us emails or texts at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, it's out of my brain, it's your problem now.
Do you think that you will be able to stop delivering those eggs soon once you get a few more people on board?
It may happen, but it's funny, I actually just love the hands-on stuff of delivering and meeting the people and actually going into the sheds and helping the staff as well. And I think anybody in business is a fool if he doesn't know that tomorrow he can step in and sort it out.
Arthur and I at his broiler chicken farm in Tokoroa.